pain, be it physical or mental. Now, activate the band.
Oh, good. Turn the dial.
Are you sure?
I wouldn't have asked you if I were not. Oh, good. Now, reach out with the force. What do you feel?
Your discomfort.
Hardly surprising. But if I focus my thoughts and calm my emotions...
Master, we should stop.
No! Pain is only an illusion. It can be controlled. I am Jedi. I am Jedi. I am Jedi.
Your pain. I cannot sense it anymore.
Nor can I. The pain is still there. I merely deny its power over me.
I would like to try.
You are eager. I like that.
I want to learn.
And learn you shall, my Padawan.
I shift, not wanting my legs to cramp in the cold. The sky is darkening. Between Kai and the journal, I've lost track of time. I glance down on the street, but it is still deserted. The Crowloot still hasn't shown. If he doesn't come back soon, I'm going to have to rethink the entire operation. I don't want to think what Dooku will say if I return without his sister. That's if she's even still on Sereno. Trust in the Force. The words Dooku wrote so long ago bolster my resolve. My first instinct was that Gloot would return here. I must stand by my convictions. Just a little bit longer.
Is that the only reason?
What?
Why are you waiting?
You need to stay out of my thoughts.
How can I? What did you say I was? A figment of your imagination? No. You thought that too, didn't you? How annoying it must be. But the point stands. You want to know how Dooku was with his Padawan. What kind of teacher he was back then.
I know what kind of teacher he is. I bear the scars.
But he wasn't always that way. It's there, on the page in front of you. Their travels through the galaxy. Soul's Lament. The Waterfalls of Dolna. Station Zeta. Qui-Gon would have become used to way stations like Zeta and the clientele they attracted. I should have taken you off-planet. There's a freedom about being out in the stars. People take risks that they never would at home, perhaps showing their true nature because they think no one's looking.
Arrath, where are you?
I'm on my way, Avaros. I had to see someone.
And you chose now? The Planovian ambassadors.
I said I'll be there.
Oh.
It stank. I'm sorry.
No harm is done.
You're a Padawan.
And you're a Jedi.
For my sins. The name's Arrath.
Qui-Gon.
You're here for the peace talks?
No, we're passing through.
You and your master?
Yes. Here he comes now.
Oh. Today just gets better.
Well, there's a face I haven't seen in a long time.
Dooku? What a wonderful surprise.
Careful. You almost sound like you mean it. What brings you out here?
Station Zeta is hosting a summit.
Oh?
Between the Planovians and the Solodome. I've taken a diplomatic post with...
That doesn't sound good.
Quickly. We may be able to help.
Ever the hero. Wait up!
Please, everyone needs to keep back. Yes, that includes you, lady.
Ryle.
Master Dooku, thought I felt your presence.
You remember my Padawan?
Of course I do. Good to see you again, Qui-Gon.
What happened here?
The peace talks have hit a road bump. The Planovian ambassador has exploded.
He was blown up.
No, he did it himself.
I'm sorry?
Planovians are a gaseous life form, similar to Master Urolan.
The difference being that Urolan doesn't self-combust when riled. Just look at this mess.
I'm sorry. I came as quickly as I could.
I thought you were just behind us.
I got waylaid. What happened?
What happened is that damn Panovian tried to kill me!
Please, Mr. Ambassador, I must tend to your injuries.
Get your damn pincers away from me!
Let's just calm down, shall we?
Indeed. Taking out your frustration on a med droid would hardly help the situation, Ambassador.
Then maybe I should take it out on whoever you are!
Ambassador Kiedis, may I introduce Master Dooku. He has been sent to help with the negotiations.
I have?
Yes.
The Jedi finally realized you weren't up to the job, did they? Not that it will make any difference. The talks have been in shambles from the beginning to end. I knew it was a mistake holding them here. There are too many distractions. We should have held them on Plin as I originally suggested.
We require neutral ground, Ambassador. If an agreement is to be found...
There will be no agreement. I have been insulted and attacked. Terraforming will continue, and that is final.
Kiedis, please.
Tardu, this is Kiedis. I don't care where you are. We're leaving. Ready the ship.
I should have become a librarian. You know where you are with books.
I never knew you were much of a reader. What can we do to help?
I better bring you up to speed. Arath, I need you to coordinate the cleanup. Can you do that?
Of course.
We'll head back to the conference rooms.
Lead the way.
No, that's fine. That's fine, I'll carry on. No need to say thank you.
So both the Planovian and Solodo have a claim on Plin Minor?
That's right. But the Solodo were determined to terraform the planet.
Which would destroy much of the Planovian's natural habitat.
Everything was going great until Kiedis accused the Planovian ambassador of stealing his seal of office, which just so happens to be made of solid Mithra.
And therefore worth a small fortune. Where was it kept?
On his cruiser, the Luster. A real beauty. Top-of-the-line security systems. Cameras, pressure pads in the floor, the works. No one could get in or out.
But someone did.
The Planovian ambassador?
According to Kiedis.
Able to slip through doors.
And float over pressure pads.
But if there's security footage...
Hold that thought. Enter.
You called for me, Jedi Avaros?
Chief Tonin, thank you for joining us.
Ambassador Kiedis is keen to depart.
I'm sure he'll stick around if it means we can find his seal.
I'm not sure how I can help.
He can give us access to the Luster security footage.
I'm not sure that's possible.
You have reviewed it.
Yes, I have.
Then you won't mind if we take a peek. You can use this terminal.
Very well. But I don't see what good it will...
Chief Tanu?
This isn't right. The footage, it's been deleted.
By whom?
It's not possible.
Chief.
It was deleted using my clearance codes. But I would never, I had no reason to...
To steal the seal yourself?
Why would I? Kiedis is already gunning for me. He told me if I bomb out again...
An interesting turn of phrase. What do you remember about the robbery, Tanu?
Nothing. Kiedis discovered the seal was gone. He was furious. He blamed the Planovian, said he was going to have it out with them, and...
And you checked the security footage?
I must have. I told the ambassador I had, but...
But now you're not so sure.
I would have checked. I'm sure I would.
His mind is clouded.
But I sense no deceit.
Not about the seal, anyway.
I'm not sure I like your tone.
Oh, I mean no disrespect. But tell me, what did you mean by bombed out?
He's not the easiest man to get on with.
That much is obvious. But bombed out is a phrase from Sabacc, is it not? I assume you play.
Yes, I do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, depends on how much you lose.
I can't see how any of this is your business.
Have you played since arriving on Station Zeta?
Yes, there's a casino on level 20. Chance encounters.
Anyone we know?
I'm not sure.
I think we should take that as a yes. Padawan, I think you should pay a visit to the lower levels.
Where's the money, Arath?
I told you. Your boss will get it, but he has to be patient.
No, he doesn't.
You don't understand. I just need for things to die down.
Should have thought of that before you cheated.
I didn't.
Liar!
Oh, what's the point? I can get into real trouble for doing this. But no one cares about droids, do they?
You're dead!
Not if your boss wants me to pay up, so why don't you scuttle off and tell him it's on its way?
Arath!
Stang.
What are you doing?
This droid tried to rob me. I was teaching it a lesson.
Liar!
Sounds like there's something wrong with his vocabulator.
There is now.
Let him go. I think you've made your point.
Have I, droid? Have I made my point? Good. And don't try anything like that again. Go on, get out of here.
You showed him?
Yes, I did. But we don't need to mention this to your master, do we?
Well,
or Rail, for that matter.
I'm not sure that...
You know what a stickler Dooku is for rules and regulation. Although, he wasn't always... The stories I could tell you.
Well, perhaps we could discuss them over a drink? Or maybe a game?
Aren't you full of surprises? Did you have anything specific in mind?
I was thinking Sabacc.
You play?
Oh, not exactly. I've never had the chance, not on Coruscant. But I've watched all the Hollows and I studied the rules.
And now you want to break some.
Can you get me into a casino?
Not in those robes, but... What if we set up a little game of our own?
Oh, that would be great.
Meet me in my quarters in 1 hour. Don't be late.
Oh, I won't be. Thank you. This is going to be so great.
I've watched all the Hollows. Like stealing slime from a brain slug. Come in.
Oh, where are the others?
They will be here, don't worry. Although, I've had to ask Tanu.
The security chief?
Security risk, more like. But don't worry, he's harmless enough. That'll be them now. You ready for this, kid?
I was born ready.
Glad to hear it.
I hope you didn't start without us.
Dooku?
I heard there was a game.
What? Here? No.
Drop the act, Arath. Where is it?
Where's what?
The Solo Docile.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh. Then you won't mind if we search your room.
You can't.
And why is that?
I've done nothing wrong.
Then why is your heart racing? Qui-Gon, are you ready to have a look around?
Oh, he was born ready.
You heard that, then.
And you're never gonna live it down, kiddo.
You can't do this.
Stop there.
By the bed.
That's where it is. Isn't it?
No, why won't you believe me? There's nothing here.
And what are we sensing?
A guilty conscience.
No, stop.
Will you look at that?
The seal.
Aren't you full of surprises?
We have our culprit, Master Braylon.
Arath. Why am I not surprised? What is it? More gambling debts?
He's done this before.
Master Dooku, will you bring diplomat Arath back to Coruscant?
Happily.
The Solo Doe will demand justice.
Return the seal and see what you can salvage from the situation. We may have to hand this over to the Republic. I doubt either the Solo Doe or the Planovian will trust us now. Braylon out.
Well, that's just great. 6 months of negotiations down the refuse chute.
How did you know?
The mess you made of Tanu's memory.
I assume you had him delete the records, so no one could see you using the Force to circumvent the pressure pads. You're a disgrace.
Here we go. Yoda's little favorite.
I'd quit while you're ahead if I were you.
Why? It's not like you're going to do anything. Not really.
Not unless I hand you over to the casino. How much do you owe, exactly?
You wouldn't. Would you?
He's joking.
Probably.
Don't worry, Arath. I'll make sure you get what's coming to you.
And did he?
Another gap in your memories.
I wasn't exactly around at the time.
According to this, Arath was assigned to the Archives. Hardly what I'd call a punishment.
Oh, you've never been there. Besides, you know the Jedi. Always ready with a second chance.
More fool them.
What's that?
Another data disk?
In the pad's case? That doesn't make any sense.
Perhaps Dooku found it when he returned to Sereno. Where's that reader?
That's definitely Dooku.
Nearer the age he is now.
Go on, then.
Jenza, I realize it's been a while since we communicated, but you have a right to know what really happened over the last few days, and my part in it.
Sounds promising.
If I could change what happened, I would. But events were in motion long before I discovered Ramil was on Coruscant.
For the Force is strong. For the Force is strong.
Come.
Master Dooku, I'm sorry.
Don't be. I was just meditating.
Are you injured?
Hmm?
Your arm, the bandages.
No. No. It's an old habit. Nothing more. Would you mind feeding Kaleen?
Oh, of course. How long has it been since Master Costana last saw her?
I dread to think. Forgive me, Qui-Gon. But I thought you were assisting Master Aralan with the Katar Adumbrature this morning.
I thought you'd be happy that I'm not.
You know my feelings on Seers.
And yet you allow me to continue to work with Aralan, for which I am grateful.
As with the Holocron of Prophecy, I would rather you studied such texts with my blessing than behind my back. Is Aralan sick?
No. We've been summoned by the Council. Master Aralan said he would manage alone.
From within his tank? Now that's something I'd like to see.
Another time, maybe. The Council were quite insistent.
Do you know why?
No, I'm afraid not.
Then we shouldn't keep them waiting.
Ah, Dooku, there you are.
Master Braylon, Master Aerith, and Jedi Droom, too.
Congratulations on your elevation, Gratz.
Thank you, Qui-Gon.
You must be very proud, Jor.
I don't think so. Pride is a dangerous emotion. We would do well to remember that.
Aerith never changes, does she?
I honestly thought I'd be able to stop apologizing for her once I was knighted.
There is no need. Jor speaks her mind. I, for one, find that refreshing in a council member.
Come, come.
Shall we?
Thank you for joining us, Master Dooku. You must be wondering why we called you here.
I am, naturally, curious.
Well, I'll get to the point. You are to join me in representing the Jedi at the Coruscant Air Rally, Dooku.
I am.
Unless you have someplace better to be. Gretz and Qui-Gon will accompany us.
We would be honored, but can I ask...
Why?
You know how popular these races are. The eyes of the galaxy will be on Coruscant. It will not hurt the Jedi to be seen at such an event.
Invited by the Candavan Ambassador, Jor was.
Then why am I required?
It's quite simple. The place will be teeming with politicians and celebrities. You have a natural affinity for such... people.
I do?
You know you do. You're charming, Dooku. Charismatic.
Everything Jor is not.
I hardly think that's fair, Master Braylon.
Please, I am quite aware of my shortcomings. As it appears, is my former Padawan.
Shortcomings that don't include her hearing, it seems.
You have no idea.
There is another option. We could choose not to go.
Master Braylon?
Why should the Jedi flaunt themselves in front of the glittering masses? It debases the Order, making us no better than... politicians and hollow stars.
I have already accepted the invitation.
With due respect, Master Braylon, the Candavents are a powerful force in galactic politics.
Politics. It's all about politics these days. Your minds are obviously made up. Very well. I'm sure you'll enjoy your day at the races. Just remember... that you are Jedi.
Trust Master Dooku to remember his place. I think we can.
Naturally. We will be the souls of discretion.
As always, I played the dutiful Jedi, but the altercation with Braylon had affected me deeper than I realized. I brooded all the way to the air truck, forcing a smile as we arrived at our destination. I have lost count of the diplomatic functions I have attended since we last saw each other. But for all its glitz and glamour, the hospitality platform was no different from the rest. The Coruscanti jazz band, the obligatory small talk with visiting dignitaries. Not to mention the unenviable task of deflecting those who had made good use of the complimentary bar.
Hey, David Masper, Coketown Sports. You're a Jedi, right? Can I see your sword?
I'm afraid not.
Always wanted to have a go with one of those things. In fact, I've got an amazing idea for a show. Want to hear it?
Not really.
Celebrity laser sabers. Huh?
Lightsabers.
Whatever. You could be one of the judges. We'll drop contestants into a tank of live animals. I don't know. A pack of Volkoths or something. And see who makes it out alive.
It sounds fascinating. But tell me, isn't that Lekar Hablis over there?
Lekar? You're right. I've got to speak to him. But we'll discuss this later, yes? Yes?
I look forward to it.
Lekar, David Masper. Hey, it's an honor to meet you, buddy. Hey, did you bring your swoop bike?
And who is Lekar Hablis?
The 9-times Deveronian swoop dueling champion.
I never knew you were a fan.
I'm not. I overheard an overexcited Argonaut working up the courage to ask for an autograph. But what about you? Are you enjoying yourself, Qui-Gon?
I'm not sure enjoying is the right word. It's very loud.
A condition which will only worsen once the race is underway. From what Gretz told me, the course is marked out by those large repulsor rings. The airspeeders must pass through them all to avoid being disqualified. Some of the turns will be quite taxing.
Master, please, I know you're not happy.
Not happy? About what?
About being here, in this place, with these people.
Nonsense. It will be an interesting diversion.
You can fool the others, but you can't fool me.
There's a part of me that agrees with Master Braylon. Why are we here?
It's good, what's the term? Public relations.
And why should we care what the public thinks of us? We have a job to do and should do it, not be wheeled out like exhibits in a freak show.
Oh, that's a little harsh.
But it's true. And what good are we doing here, sipping Avidame and making chit-chat? Our predecessors pushed boundaries, explored the galaxy. They made a difference, Qui-Gon. Today we're anachronisms who only act when politicians give their assent. Half the people here think we're nothing more than a glorified police force, enforcers for the Senate.
And the other half?
They don't think of us at all. We're an irrelevance.
Master, you cannot mean this. In a few short months, I will face my trials.
Which you will pass with flying colors.
And what then?
You'll become a Jedi Knight.
To what end? If what you say is true, I might as well give up now. I want to make a difference. I want to serve the galaxy.
And you will. Oh, pay no heed to me, Qui-Gon, or to Master Braylon. We are old. Past our prime.
Oh, I hardly think that's true.
Well, you should. You're the future, Qui-Gon. You, and Gretz, and yes, even Kai. Master Aerith is wrong. There's no harm in feeling pride. I'm proud of you, after all. If I never do anything of note ever again, I will watch you rise through the Order, changing it forever.
For the better. What?
I asked the very same question once. A long time ago. You are wise beyond your years, Qui-Gon Jinn. With a connection to the living force that may even one day rival Yoda.
I doubt that.
I have faith in you. And faith in the Force. As for now, maybe we should enjoy the party. I saw a droid serving Opala fruit. Have you ever sampled one?
I have not.
Then now is your...
Master, you look as if you've seen a ghost.
Maybe I have.
An air racer was approaching, his drive suit plastered with holographic sponsors and a wine flute in hand. The hospitality platform was full of pilots, surrounded by equally sycophantic entourages. But this one bore a face I'd thought I would never see again.
Well, 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 look who it is.
Ramil.
My friends, may I introduce Jedi Knight Dooku.
Jedi Master.
Master, going up in the world, eh, Dooku? You and me both.
Qui-Gon, this is Ramil of Sereno.
His brother.
Brother?
I know, it's shocking, isn't it? I got the looks, he got the, well, I would say dress sense, but those robes.
It was good to see you again, Ramil.
Don't be like that, just a bit of fun. Can't we let bygones be bygones and all that? Unless you're here to fix the race with your magic.
Perish the thought. And what of you, Ramil? Are you here representing our father?
That old gill goat? Not likely. Why do you think I'm wearing all this?
Oh, you're racing.
Indeed I am. Ah, you, droid. My glass is empty. Help yourself, boys.
Do you think that's wise?
What?
Drinking before a race.
Don't you worry about me, baby brother. I have luck on my side.
And what of Sereno?
What of it?
The trouble with the workers and the droids. Was father able to reach a resolution?
He can barely reach the bathroom. Incontinent old grotniks.
He's unwell. Shouldn't you be by his side?
Dooku, excuse me for asking, but why do you even care?
You're the heir of Sereno. Surely you have responsibilities.
All races to their speeders. Repeat, all races to their speeders.
And that's the end of the conversation. What a pity. Enjoy the show, Dooku.
May the Force be with you.
And to you, Qui-Jin. And to you.
That's Qui-Gon, actually.
Unbelievable.
Master?
It's true what they say. Power is wasted on the powerful.
There you are, Dooku.
The Cantovan ambassador requests our presence in his hoverpod. Apparently it offers the best view of the race.
You sound as if you're looking forward to it, Gretz.
You know, I am. Imagine what a Jedi could do with the controls of one of those things.
Are you coming, Dooku?
Yes. After you.
Welcome, one and all, to the 48th Annual Dragonfire Air Rally, sponsored by Daystar Entertainment. It's a glorious day, and our brave pilots are already at the starting line, waiting for the start.
Rika Karno, Jadana?
No, thank you.
What my apprentice meant to say was yes. He'd be delighted.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Refusing a drink from a cantovant is a great insult. Wars have started for less.
Ooh, thanks for the tip.
I just wouldn't actually drink any if I were you. Cando brandy tastes like Bantha slurry.
Defending his title is 9-time champion Aizel Free of Kona, who is in pole position just ahead of arch rival Thrar of Coachell Prime. Thrar, of course, made her name in the Coachell Burrow Runs before swapping a ground churner for her trademark M29 airspeeder. Next is Drusan of Rodia, flying a Rakardian C-18. And Duong Lor Kalasa Karuna, former champion and the oldest competitor in the race. At the rear, we find Tenen Vitol of Nefoni. And a late entry, Ramir of Sereno, who has been making waves on the Celadon circuit. Many are suggesting that it is Ramir and not Thrar who could be the real
Sereno?
Character.
Isn't that where you come from, Dooku?
Yes.
Ah, Kira Caravel von Monariken. Jidana Mastera.
Don't worry. I will be rooting for all the pilots, Ambassador.
And the track coordinator has confirmed that the course is clear. Coruscant, are you ready to see the greatest rally in the Galactic Core? I said Coruscant, are you ready? Then, pilots, start your engines! And Free holds the lead as they speed through the first ring, heading into the Rosda Strait. Far crossing to take the Arcona on the rim. And at the back, we have Vitor, positioning herself right in front of Romeo's T-22. The Serenian can't get past.
I've never seen speeders move so fast. The hollow cams can barely keep up.
Can you see, Master?
Yes. The view is
quite satisfactory.
Would you look at that? Romeo the Serena has passed Tainan Vitol. I thought he was going to plow straight into the marker, but he's leveled up and is accelerating wildly. He passes Drusan above the Cardinal Tower and takes the corner to bear down on Colossa Garuda. This is thrilling flying from Romeo. Colossa Garuda is squirming in front of the T-22. Romeo can't get past, and yes! Romeo Serrano has thrown himself into a barrel roll, passing over the head of the former champion. Colossa Garuda can't see Romeo, and the Serenians away, rocketing along the Hesperidian strength to chase down far and free. As we near the end of the first lap, our sponsors would like me to remind you that the bets can still be placed until the beginning of the final lap. I, for one, would recommend a plumber on Romeo. I haven't seen flying like this since the days of Yeraki Buck.
Your brother is quite a pilot, Master.
He is.
I hate to say it, but I'm actually impressed.
Oh, careful now. You almost sound as though you're enjoying yourself.
Perish the thought.
And Romeo hangs on Bra's tail, but the Leffy won't let him pass. Halfway around the second lap, and Colossa Garuda has dropped back into last place. Tainan Vitol picking up the pace, but neither of them stands a chance of catching up with the leaders. Free thunders through the leaf edge turn, coming up on a Tyrell ring. He's pulling in hard, and by the stars! Terrible scenes here on the Dragonfire circuit as Izal 3 crashes out of the 48th Coruscant Rally. His speeder is in flames as it plummets into the Bindai district. The fire skimmers rush in to offer assistance. And on the track, the race continues. Roar and Romeo are neck and neck. Romeo pulling ahead. What incredible flying! Roar can't stop him. Just a few more seconds to place your bets, and that's it! We're into the final lap, and Romeo takes the lead! And no, wait! He's losing ground. Thrar is coming up on his flank, and yes, incredible! Thrar has taken the lead!
What's Romeo doing? He should have kept his throttle open on that last pass.
I had no idea you were such an expert.
I've flown enough interceptors.
It is curious, though. Romeo was looking so strong.
Perhaps he's experiencing repulsor problems.
I had no idea what was going through Romeo's head on that final lap. Maybe it was the roar of the crowd, or the thought of the prize. Or maybe he caught sight of me as he rocketed past the ambassador's hoverpod. I would have been a blur. There 1 second, gone the next. But perhaps it was just enough to spur him on.
Romeo is gaining once more! There's nothing Thrar can do as they zoom down the straight. It's into the Calcor Bend. And yes, Romeo takes the lead! There can be no doubt, Romeo of Serrano is minutes away from lifting the Dragonfire Trophy! It's on to the Tyrell Ring! Romeo with a 27-second lead! Disaster strikes for the second time over Bindai. Smoke is billowing from the T-22. The leader has fallen to a dive. Yes, he's out of the race. Roar has taken the lead. Drusan pushing for second place. The emergency team have activated a tractor web, but there is no guarantee that they can save Romeo.
Master Dooku, where are you going?
Stay here, Qui-Gon.
That's not going to happen. Ambassador, may we borrow a speeder?
Farrakhan of a Marine.
We'll take that as a yes.
We dropped away from the pod, the race thundering on above our heads.
Do you think he survived, Master?
There is no way to tell.
And Thrar of Kokil Prime has won the 48th Dragonfire Rally. The crowd is going wild.
I see them! There! Looks like they brought him down safely.
Please stay back. There is nothing to see.
Not for you, maybe.
With a flick of my wrist, I sent the security droid flying into its patrol ship.
Hey! Master!
Assaulting a security droid is a serious offense.
He didn't lay a finger on you.
So what? I tripped?
Accidents will happen!
I ran up to the medics who had already transferred Ramil onto a med splint.
Ramil.
Careful.
Dooku.
How bad is it?
Who wants to know?
I'm his brother.
He's going into cardiac arrest.
We need to get him into a shock cot. Stand back, please.
Master, we should let them do their jobs.
Where are you taking him? Which med center? Why wouldn't they answer?
We can find out.
Something isn't right here. You sense it, don't you?
I'm not sure.
We must examine his speeder.
Oh, no. That's evidence, that is.
But you're already moving it.
If you wish to speak to an investigator, I suggest you submit a request to Jaffke House.
I'll do more than that.
I had never stepped foot in a Coruscant precinct house, and pray I never will again.
Can I help you, sir?
A crashed air speeder was brought in. A T-22.
From the Dragonfire, yeah.
Where is it, Sergeant?
In the evidence bay, but...
You will buzz us through.
I will buzz you through.
You will forget we were here.
I will forget... Wait. Who the hell am I talking to?
Are you sure this is a good idea, Master?
No.
Interfering with a CSF investigation?
We're not interfering. Yet.
The doors to the evidence bay slid open to reveal three Trandoshans manhandling Ramil's speeder onto a junk skiff.
That doesn't look like a CSF transport.
And those don't look like CSF agents. You, stand away from the speeder.
The Trandoshans took one look at our lightsabers and fired their repulsors.
Lukumba, they're getting away.
Not if we requisition a security swoop.
Now you're thinking like a Jedi. I'll drive.
Within seconds, we were running the gauntlet of Coruscant's rush hour.
Watch out! You nearly clipped that one!
I'm finding it quite exhilarating.
Qui-Gon here!
Jin, where are you?
Chasing a gang of Trandoshans towards the works.
You're what?
They've taken the crash speeder!
Was that blaster fire?
Yeah, I don't think they like being followed.
They're dropping into the lower levels.
Then so shall we.
The Council won't be happy about this.
Sorry, Gretz, I can barely hear you. Must be interference from the boundaries.
You need to return to the temple.
Technical problems.
What are the chances? They really don't want to be caught, do they?
We'll lose them if they reach the pits.
Have you got a plan?
You take the controls.
That's it?
Not quite.
I threw myself from the swoop bike, using the force to propel myself down towards the fleeing skiff. The largest Trandoshan opened fire as I landed on the back of Ramil's flyer. The blast ricocheted from my blade to strike the pilot between its scaled shoulder blades. The skiff spun out of control, smashing into a factory ledge. I threw myself to safety as Ramil's speeder tumbled into the bowels of the planet, taking the first Trandoshan with it. With his compatriots dead, the gang's sole survivor ran into the derelict foundry.
Stop!
I threw up a hand, knocking the Trandoshan from his feet. The brute scrabbled for his blast rifle as I pulled him towards me.
Chalumba! For your sake, I hope you speak basic.
His eyes bulged as I lifted him in front of me.
How are you doing this?
Have you never heard of the Jedi? Do you not know what we can do?
Put me down!
Only when you tell me what you are doing with that speeder.
I can't!
You don't want me to force you to talk.
What is that?
Something I've been fighting for years. Something I can control. Most of the time.
Rek Kaluradan, the Storm of Nightfire.
Tell me who sent you.
Master!
Quickly!
The race was fixed. The Ceredian was supposed to lose.
Why?
Are you kidding? The bets were flooding in. The boss was going to make a killing.
So what happened?
The boss took out insurance, just in case the Ceredian forgot his part of the deal. A detonator in the fuel tank.
Who is your master?
I can't tell you. She'd kill me.
And you think I won't?
A siren echoed around the foundry, lights flashing through the broken glass.
Master!
Qui-Gon! For the Force is strong. For the Force is strong.
Drop the Trandoshan. I repeat, drop the Trandoshan.
You can have him. He has just confessed to race rigging and sabotage.
Get me away from him. He's Vasselis.
Master, the Council's been trying to contact you. They don't sound happy.
They never are. Dooku here.
This is Aerith. Where the hell are you, Dooku?
In the underground. We have apprehended the saboteurs and are about to investigate the syndicate behind the attack.
No, Dooku. You are to return to the temple.
Braylon?
This is a matter for the Coruscant Security Force, not the Jedi.
But...
Dooku, why didn't you tell me that the crashed pilot was your brother?
I didn't think it was important.
Important? You're emotionally compromised, Dooku. Return to the temple immediately.
And it appears I am overruled.
Master, the Trandoshan!
He's getting away. Open fire.
No. Wait. You could have stunned him.
I thought we were.
This cannot stand.
The Council said we weren't to interfere.
Then the Council are wrong.
Inspector Sartori, we don't see you in the morgue very often.
I wanted to examine the suspect, you see. What a mess.
Death would have been instantaneous. I assume there is going to be an inquest?
I've already filed the report. Malfunction in the police droids. I've had them sent for reprogramming.
Tell me, Inspector. Is that normal procedure when a prisoner is killed?
What the... How did you get in here?
You have a very obliging desk, Sergeant.
You will surrender the Trandoshan's body to the Jedi.
This is most irregular.
So is this.
That droid was Security Force property.
Then why don't you send it to reprogramming?
I could arrest you, Master Dooku. You and your Padawan.
A blaster? Really? You think that will work against this? Oh, and another thing.
Ugh.
How do you know my name?
You can't do this to me. I'm an inspector.
I'll tell you what you are. Nothing. I could snuff you out in an instant.
Master.
Tell me who was behind the sabotage. Who's paying you?
No one.
Master, this isn't right.
You gave the Trandoshans access to my brother's T-22. You covered up their crime, ordering your droids to shoot to kill. I want to know why. This is your last chance.
Master, stop!
Oh, very well.
You're insane.
I will get the truth one way or another, Inspector.
Is that a promise or a threat?
It's both.
Master, wait! Dooku, stop! I said stop! I can't see anything to laugh about. You could have killed him!
Qui-Gon. I must congratulate you.
What?
You played your part beautifully. The loyal Padawan, concerned that his grieving master is going too far.
Because you were?
Was I? Did you see who was on that bike?
Inspector Sartori.
Yes. I threatened the inspector. Yes, I may even have hurt him a little. And for that, I am sorry. But I was never out of control.
You were applying pressure.
So he would scurry off to whoever has him in their pocket.
Well, then we should follow him.
We already are.
Bagara, I need to see Senevax now. I don't care if she's busy. The Jedi are onto me. I need protection. Gah! Stang. What was that? No, I'm fine. It was just a stupid Kongor. Flew right in front of me. Just make sure Senevax knows I'm coming. Sartori out. Stupid bird.
The inspector never questioned why an Altieri convoy was flying along Coruscant's busiest air lane, or why a nondescript flyer was rising up to join the flow of traffic, a Jedi master at the controls.
A tracker in Colleen's collar.
A Jedi is prepared for every eventuality, Qui-Gon.
And you're okay flying while practicing beast control?
Animal kinship, my dear Padawan. And of course I am.
Oh, you never fail to amaze me.
I'm glad to hear it. Jedi are conspicuous, Qui-Gon, even in this much traffic.
But no one would suspect a lone owl.
The bird led us to the Hythan Quarter, where towering chimneys belched smoke into the darkened sky. Killeen swept over production plants and factories, coming to rest on a window ledge high above Sartori's cooling security speeder. We were close behind, our skimmer slowing near a buzzing laser fence.
It looks like it runs all the way around the building.
We should be able to leap it easily enough.
Without being spotted by the guards?
They'll never even know we're here, thanks to that grog can.
What grog can?
What was that?
Litter bug.
We vaulted the fence, and within minutes were inside, the heavy doors offering little in the way of resistance to a burning lightsaber. We followed our senses, finally reaching a storeroom that had been converted to a vast treasure trove. Inspector Sartori paced up and down as a Jeannette scampered over a mountain of stolen treasure. Hiding behind thick velvet drapes, we listened to Sartori's panicked whining.
Are you even listening to me?
Like Cinevax has a choice.
The Jedi came to the precinct. They threatened me.
Threatened you, did they? Poor little Inspector Man. Scared, was you? Your blood pumping? Your little boombox racing? Boom, 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 boom.
I thought they were going to kill me. You said the Jedi wouldn't be a problem. You promised me.
Cinevax promised you, eh? Promises, promises. So easy to break. You promised her, Sartori. Cinevax pays you. You keep her enemies away. Remember that promise, do ya?
And I have. It isn't easy, you know? Especially when you blow up a speeder with the entire planet watching.
He made promises to the Serenium in his furs and his cape. What do you want from Cinevax, Inspector Man? What?
I want you to clean up your mess.
Clean up the mess? Yes, that would be nice. Come here, Inspector Man. Cinevax has found something. Something shiny.
I don't care about your baubles. I care about my welfare.
Welfare, yes. Important it is. Vital. Come and see. Come and see at what Cinevax has found. You'll like it. It'll help.
I don't see how.
Nice and shiny. Heavy too. What do you think?
It's just an old...
An old trinket box. Told you it was heavy.
Qui-Gon moved to intervene, but I placed a hand on his shoulder, holding him back.
Cinevax can't remember where she got it. And now you've got blood all over it. Ruined it is, like you've ruined Cinevax, leading Jedi to her nest. How could you be so stupid?
It turns out I had been wrong to wait. Trandoshans came out of nowhere, surrounding us before we could reach for our lightsabers.
There's no point hiding. Cinevax can smell you. Yeah, she smells you the moment you snuck into her den.
You won't get away with this, Cinevax.
Get away with what, exactly?
We just watched you murder a CSF inspector.
Watched it, did you? Yeah. But you didn't stop Cinevax, did you? Strange, that. Besides... He's not dead. Not yet. Take their pretty swords.
You can try.
Let them take them.
But Master...
Do it.
See, the old one. He has brains. That's it. Bring them to Cinevax. Ooh, very nice. Very nice indeed. Cinevax has heard there's crystals inside, yeah? Maybe she'll add to her collection. Quite the prize.
You're not going to win, you know.
Typical Jedi. But you're not in your temple now. Oh, no. You'll disappear. How sad. And you won't be missed. Oh, no, not you. Too much like your brother. Yeah. Senevax knows who you are, Dooku. You and Ramil, like clones in a vat, the pair of you. He couldn't obey orders neither. Paid the price for it, too.
My brother lives.
Not for long. They told you not to interfere, your council. They told you to leave well enough alone. But no, you just had to stick your nose in Senevax's business, didn't you?
How do you know what the council said?
Because her influence goes far beyond corrupt inspectors.
Oh, Senevax has spies everywhere.
As do I. Now, Kaline.
With a screech, the Convor swept down from on high, talons bared.
Sith spawn! What is that? Get it away! Get it away!
The Trandoshan scatterguns came up, but before they could take a shot, we summoned our lightsabers, igniting the blades in midair.
Master! The Convor!
Tasty! Yes, very tasty indeed.
You'll pay for that.
How? You'll never get out alive.
She's running!
She won't get far.
I threw out a hand, stopping the Jeannette in her tracks. She clawed at her treasure as I hauled her back.
No! Stop it! Stop it!
Not until you've told me the truth.
What are you doing?
It's an impressive hoard you've collected. You're obviously very fond of it. Enough gold to drown in.
I could feel Qui-Gon's eyes on me. I had played this game before to get what we wanted from Sartori. Or was I going too far? Would I really smother Senevax with her own riches? He didn't know. And the question was, did I?
Master.
She has a contact on the Jedi Council.
You have no proof.
Tell me who it is.
You won't kill Senevax. You're Jedi. It's not in your nature. You're weak.
Are you sure about that?
Unaware of what had happened, not three districts from their chamber, the Jedi Council were in session, although their deliberations were about to be interrupted.
Master Dooku.
About time. We summoned you, Dooku. Did you not receive the message?
The message was received, Master Aerith. Loud and clear.
Is that?
Lean Kostana's Convor, Master Sanube.
What happened to it?
A good question. Perhaps you would like to examine her body.
We haven't time for these games, Dooku.
Games, Master Braylon? The bird is dead.
See that we can.
But can you see the teeth marks, Master Yoda? The teeth marks of a Jeannette. One of you had dealings with the creature who did this. The creature that tried to kill Ramil of Sereno earlier today.
That is a serious accusation.
For a serious crime. The betrayal of the Jedi Order. Who will admit it? Who will take responsibility?
Master Dooku, I understand that you are upset.
Upset?
Ramil is your brother, after all.
Only by blood.
But this is not the way. If you suspect there is a traitor on the council, you should—
What? Call the temple guards? An excellent idea. Bring her in.
Get off, Senevax. Let go!
What is the meaning of this?
Senevax runs an unlicensed gambling ring. She paid my brother to lose the race, and when it looked as if he was about to renege on the deal—
She scuttled his flyer.
You can't prove anything.
Maybe not yet, but we will. We will prove that you have officials in every corner of the Republic. Governors, inspectors, even Jedi. Who is it, Senevax? You wouldn't tell me in your lair.
Only because you didn't have the guts to hurt Senevax.
As you quite rightly pointed out, it is not the Jedi way, but neither is accepting bribes.
Senevax is saying nothing.
Fortunately, you don't have to.
The traitor's own feelings betray her. I can sense her guilt from here.
Dooku, what are you doing?
Master Braylon, I've known you all my life. Will you lie to me now? Will you lie to all of us?
Braylon?
Do you intend to fight me, Dooku? To strike me down where I stand?
I intend only to bring you to justice.
It's true. All of it. I have looked the other way for years at Madame Senevax's behest.
But why? You have no need for money, dirty or otherwise.
She didn't pay me. She didn't have to.
Then what was it?
Blackmail. What did she have on you, Braylon? What could possibly be so damning that you would abuse your position on the Council? Braylon's confession shook the Council to the core. I shared their dismay. We pride ourselves on being one with the Force, and yet none of us had sensed the deception in our midst. Xenovax was dismissed, while Qui-Gon and I had business to attend to in the Archives. Arath.
Dooku? What are you doing here?
I'm afraid your secret is out.
I don't know what you mean.
Xenovax has confessed.
We know how you ran up debts with her, Arath. What was it this time? Sabak? Pazak?
Batana.
The trickster's game. Naturally. And then you attempted to talk your way out of it. What was it? You could bring her entire operation crashing down.
You have friends in high places.
The Jedi Council, for instance. But for once, you weren't lying. What did Senevax do, Arath? Threaten you? Attempt to blackmail you?
Until you gave her a bigger target.
Your own mother.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Don't I? It's amazing what traits are passed from generation to generation. Mannerisms, tics, even emotional states. When confronted, Braylon reacted exactly as you did on Station Zeta, before you were sent home, where she could protect you, as she has all your life.
How long have you known?
That I was hers? After Zeta, I suppose. I had always seen the disappointment in her eyes, but suddenly...
It made sense.
You confronted her.
She was clever. I'll give her that. A seeker. Away for years at a time. Who would question when she returned with yet another baby, strong in the Force? Nobody even batted an eye when she decided to stay to join the teaching staff.
Also, she could be near you.
Her son.
What's going to happen to her?
She will face the Council of Judgment, as will you.
And Senevax?
None of your concern, Senevax is.
You brought guards. Did you expect me to run?
I'm sorry, Arath.
Somehow I doubt that.
Go with them, Qui-Gon.
Master?
Make sure they treat him well.
As you wish.
No harm will come to him.
Can we be sure? Can we be sure of anything anymore?
You are troubled, old friend.
I know what it's like to keep a secret.
I remember.
She never told anyone, Yoda. All these years, and she kept it to herself.
Yes. Worrying it is.
Worrying? It's tragic. One of our own makes a mistake, and what happens? Does she come to us? No. Does she confide in us? No. She's afraid of what we might do to her and her child.
Help. That is what we would have done. What we have always done.
That's easy to say now.
Monsters we are not. Feelings we have.
Feelings we suppress.
Trusted us, Braylon should have. Different things would be. Learn from this we must.
And what of Senevax?
To the Citadel, the Jeannette will be sent. Dismantled, her operations will be.
The Citadel? Only Jedi are sent there. We're not going to the authorities with any of this, are we? What am I saying? We are the authorities.
Like this, I do not. But understand, you must.
Oh, I understand, Yoda. I understand.